to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is welcome in this place tonight. Hallelujah. And Father God, we are not here to grieve him, but we are here to cooperate with him and to work with him. So, Father God, right now, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear and have a heart to receive the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And not only that, Father, I thank you for your anointing, your call upon me to minister your word. And I don't do that in my own strength, but I'm resting in you. And I'm resting upon you to use this vessel for your glory tonight. And Father, we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Everyone say it. Amen. Excuse me. Praise God. Now, do you have to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Now, we were here last week, and I really didn't get finished. There's some things, other things I want to say to you, and I'll probably review just a little bit because I think it's very important. But again, my subject tonight is growing stronger day by day, growing stronger day by day. Every day has its own issues. Every day has its own challenges sometimes. And I'm so glad Jesus told us not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself. Amen. He told us not to worry about tomorrow. He told us to be careful for nothing. That word careful means don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Don't be fearful about anything. But in everything, we are to pray to God. Amen. We are to talk to God about every situation that we face in our life. Amen. But what we're supposed to be doing is getting stronger and stronger and stronger every day. Now, not every Christian that's not happening to every Christian, but it's supposed to. Do you know that you really are supposed to be stronger today than you was yesterday? Amen. Praise God. So now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, and I have my New King James Bible here. Actually, I'm just going to begin reading it, verse 1. It says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. You see that? Their faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. So, this is verse 4, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Hallelujah. Now, here are these Thessalonian saints that their faith was growing every day, stronger and stronger every day. Not only were their faith growing, but their love walk was growing. Their love walk was growing. And the Apostle Paul took note of that. He took note of the fact that their faith was growing exceedingly, and he took note of the fact that they had love toward each other. Amen. Now, if we are going to grow stronger and stronger every day, we are going to have to grow in our faith, and we're going to have to grow in our love walk. Amen. Can I tell you something? I'm not being critical here. Okay? I'm not being critical. But dancing and shouting is not enough. Now let me say that again. Dancing and shouting is not enough. Amen. Just saying amen to what's preached is not enough. Amen. We've got to walk it out. Amen. We can't just talk about loving one another. And that's all it is, just talk. We have got to truly love one another. We can't just talk about our faith and so forth. We got to walk it out. We got to live it. That's what counts. Amen. And it's easy to be all talk and no action, isn't it? Because talk sounds good. You know, when you're around your fellow brothers and your sisters, you know, and yeah, man, it make you feel good to talk the faith talk and talk the love talk. And that's good. We need to talk the faith talk. We need to talk the love talk. But we need to walk the faith walk, and we need to walk the love walk. Amen. Glory to God. So now here's what he was telling them. He was commending them on their love walk and on their faith in the midst of what they were having to deal with at that time. In everything, listen to me, everything that comes down the pipe that's contrary to God's word is sent to hinder you, to slow you down, or to frustrate you to the point where you just throw in the towel and say, I give up. I love the song that they sang here earlier. I'm never going back. You hear me? I am never going back. You have to understand, the Word of God tells us to fight the good fight of faith. And do what? Lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Press on. The Apostle Paul says, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God. See, too many times we think that we can just kind of float along and, the current just kind of carry us along. Let me tell you something. You better, if the current is carrying you along, you better examine yourself. Because sometimes we have to live like salmon. Swim upstream. Amen. And what I'm telling you is that your faith is going to be tried. Your faith is going to be tested. Amen. And we need to know that ahead of time. That our faith is going to be tried. Our faith is going to be tested. And so we need to be ready to endure anything that comes down the pipe. Amen. Now, turn back again, if you would, to the book of Romans, because we were there last week, the 5th chapter, Romans chapter 5. And when you read the Word of God, you don't find anywhere in the Word of God where God tells you to back up. You don't find where He tells you to stop, quit. God don't say, oh, that's enough, you can quit now. Listen to me, God don't ever intend for us to quit until we give up the ghost. In other words, until we die or be raptured out of here, God expects us to keep forging ahead, to keep pressing on. And let me tell you this. Sometimes when you make a decision that you're going to press on into the things of God and you're going to please God with your life, sometimes you make some enemies. Not everybody's going to like you. How many of you know not everybody's going to like you? I mean, we all should know that. Not everybody liked us before we got saved. You know, it's mighty strange to me that before we got saved, we knew some folk didn't like us. You know, we was in our fights and skirmishes and everything with people we knew didn't like us and we didn't like them. I'm talking about before Christ. You know, B.C., before Christ. So, you know, we knew some folk didn't like us. But you know what our attitude was sometimes? I don't care. I don't care whether they like me or not. But isn't it amazing sometimes after we get saved, we want everybody to like us. And I'm here to tell you, not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to agree with you. And folks are certainly going to talk about you. I thought I would have got more amens. Yeah, folk going to talk about you. You know why? Because they talked about Jesus. There's some folk didn't like him either. Because you have to understand, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. If you born again, you walking with the Lord, you are in the world, yes, but you are not of the world. And the world can't understand folk that's not like them. So we hadn't been called to please them, but what we've been called to do was to preach the gospel to them and tell the world that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. We need to let them know somebody loves them. Someone loves them. And guess what? Not everybody's going to listen, but some will. You hear me? Some will. There are folks in the world that's looking for answers right now for their troubled life. Amen. And we know that Jesus Christ is that answer. Praise God. I said, praise God. All right. In Romans chapter 5. And again, I'll just begin reading it. Verse 1, like we did last week, I think. Therefore, having been justified by faith, hallelujah, we have peace with God. Now, let me stop right there. I'm going to read on. But notice what it says here. I want to read verse 1 again. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, again, let me say this. Just because we have peace with God don't mean we have peace with everybody else. Because not everybody going to like you. You got to understand that. But look at verse 3. And not only that, but we also do what? Glory in tribulation. Why? Because not everybody like you. Don't. Sometimes your members of your own family don't care for you. Amen. But we are told to glory in tribulation. And we talked about that last week. We don't rejoice for tribulation, but we rejoice in tribulation because we're told to rejoice in the Lord always, right? Amen. We're told to rejoice in the Lord always. So we rejoice in the Lord when things are going good, and we rejoice in the Lord when things are not going so well, simply because we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, and our joy and our strength and our abilities come from above, not from here in the earth. Because we're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Heaven is our source for everything we need. Are you still here? Well, you got to understand, if you're a child of God, you're born again, you are not of this world. You're in it, but you're not of it. You're physically a citizen of this world, but you are spiritually a citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. Said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you have to understand that in the world, you know, we're in Satan's domain. Adam sold out to him. So he's in charge of the world for a while. Notice I said the world, not us. Don't get that mixed up. He's in charge of the world for a while, but Jesus is coming back one day and put a stop to that too. Glory be to God. So, no wonder Jesus told us not to be ashamed of our testimony. And he said something even stronger. He said if we denied him here in the earth, he would deny us before the Father and the holy angels. Praise God. Y'all still here? You got quiet on me on that one. All right, let's go back. Verse 3. Not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Now, see, let me tell you something. When the Bible says things like knowing, you know, you need to read that very careful, because there are things that as believers we need to know. There are things that we need to know. Now it says, and not only that, this is still verse 3, but it says, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Hallelujah. I think the King James Bible says produces patience. In other words, let me say it the way I've... Let me say it this way. Tribulation produces intestinal fortitude. How many of you know what intestinal fortitude is? Come on, be honest, raise your hand. All right, not everybody raised a hand. All right, let me say it a little different. Knowing produces guts. Amen. I hope that don't sound a little gross. In other words, it causes you to gain in confidence, unwilling to quit, unwilling to stop, not willing to slow down, but you're going to continue to forge ahead in spite of. You know, some preach that, you know, it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. The Bible doesn't ever teach that it's going to be easy. But the Bible does teach that we're the winners. The Bible does teach that we are more than conquerors. Come on now. How can you be more than a conqueror if there's nothing to conquer? You can't call yourself a conqueror or more than a conqueror if you hadn't conquered anything. And all through the Word of God, New Testament, you find that we're told to build our faith, to strengthen our faith, to stand strong in faith. Hallelujah. There's a saying, you probably heard it. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. And you have to understand, we don't walk this walk in our own ability. We walk this walk in the ability that Jesus Christ gives. You still out there? Excuse me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All righty. So it says, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. In other words, it produces endurance. Produces endurance. If the devil says, no, you can't, you say, yes, I will. And yes, I can. Did you hear what I said? When the devil says you can't, you say, yes, I can. Because you know whatever it is, you're not doing it in your own strength, but you're doing it in the strength of Jesus Christ. Amen. Standing on the word of God. We can do everything the Word of God says we can do. We can be everything the Word of God says we can be. Now, it doesn't say it's going to be easy. Let's read on. And perseverance, character. Character. Let me tell you something. When you're fighting the good fight of faith, there's something happening on the inside of you. Glory to God. In other words, it's producing proof. You've heard the phrase, oh man, you can count on that, you can count on that, or whatever, because it's been proven. What are they saying? It's been through the tests. It's been through the trials. It's been tried. It's proven. It's dependable. Told you last week that every trial or test that you go through, let it be a stepping stone to raise you up higher. Amen. Not to knock you off your feet, but to raise you up higher. Amen. Do you know what God is raising up? Tough people. Amen. Tough people. And again, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Not tough in your own strength, but people that are strong in faith, that know their God. What does the Bible say? Them that know their God shall do what? Exploits? Hallelujah. No, devil, we're not going to let you get by with that, because we know that's not God's will. So we're going to stand against you. We're going to stand. We're not going to quit. Now, just kind of look over at somebody. kind of look over at somebody and just ask them a question. I know some of you're spaced a little bit, but you can still ask each other a question. Or if you're sitting beside your spouse, family member, you can ask them. But just ask him this question. Are you a quitter? Just ask him. Now, wait a minute. Don't get ahead of me. I don't want a response yet. I don't want a response yet. I just want you to ask someone beside you or within speaking distance, just ask them, are you a quitter? Okay. Now, it's response time. Now you respond to their question. And I pray in the name of Jesus that every time that you attempted to quit, that you will remember these words tonight, that I will not quit, but I'm going to keep forging ahead in the name of Jesus, standing on the word of God, because I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all still here with me? Yes. And I love this. Okay, verse 4 again. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Character, hope. Character produces hope. 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 Let me tell you something. Every trial, every test that a believer goes through, not only is it's an attack on their faith, but it's an attack on their hope. It's an attack on their hope. I think one simple definition for hope is the happy anticipation of good. You're expecting good. Well, the gospel is good news, isn't it? And when you read all through the word of God, guess what? God is on our side. There's a song they sing sometimes. If God be for us, then who can be against us? I don't remember the rest of the song. But God is on our side. I think the song says God's on our side, then who can be denied? I may have the words a little mixed up there. Am I right? Barbara used to lead that song. You still remember it? I'm not going to ask you to sing it, so don't get nervous. Do you still remember it? All right. Hallelujah. But God is on our side. He's on our side. Praise God. So character produces hope. There are three things that we must possess in this life as Christians. Three things we must possess. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, go down to verse 13, which is the last verse in this 13th chapter. It says, now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Amen. Because it also says in this same chapter that love never fails. Love never fails. Love is the greatest. But let me tell you something. Now, let me read it to you again. It's on the screen. Now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love we must have. We can't make it without faith. Hebrews chapter 13. Excuse me. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 6. It says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now that's a strong word. I mean, that's a strong statement. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, when you read that, you got to understand then that I must live by faith. What does that mean? I must believe what God says in His Word. From the day that I was born again until the day that I leave this earth. We are born again by faith, and when we depart this earth, we need to depart by faith, whether it's by way of the grave or way of the rapture. No wonder Paul, the Apostle Paul, was excited about the Thessalonian church. He says, your faith is growing exceedingly. Praise God for you, church. You're doing good. You're doing good. Upstairs, give me Hebrews 11. Chapter 11, verse 1. These three things are necessary. Faith, hope, and love. Look at it. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How many of you have a hope of heaven? Let me see your hand. Okay. Now, let me explain something. When I say hope, I'm not talking about hope in a negative way. I've heard people say, you ask them, are you born again? Do you know Jesus? Are you going to heaven? And they'll say things like, and I've heard people say things like, oh, Lord, I hope so. Lord, I hope so. I'm working hard trying to make it in. You ever heard people say that? I'm working hard. I'm trying to make it in. Trying to make it in. I hope I make it. Lord, I want to go to heaven. But they're saying it in doubt. Lord, I hope I go there. That's not the kind of hope we're talking about. We're talking about a happy anticipation of good. In other words, we are taking God at His word. We believe what He said, and we have faith in what He said, and we have a hope of heaven. Why is it a hope? Why is it a hope? It's a hope because we're not there yet. We're not there yet, but you know what? It's going to happen one day. We have hope of heaven. Now, it also applies to our everyday life here in the earth. When you, listen, when you pray to God about anything, you are to pray in faith, and you are to pray in what? Hope. Even when you give and sow seed into the ministry and so forth, you are to sow in faith, and you are to sow in hope, knowing that you're going to get a return. Knowing that a change is going to take place. When you pray, you should pray in faith and pray in hope. Faith is the substance of things what? Hopeful. But you don't yet see them. They're not tangible yet. You can't touch them. But you have your faith and you have your hope. And you listen to me, and your faith and your hope is your assurance that it's going to happen. Glory to God. When mama didn't have enough money, and when I say mama, I'm talking about my wife now. You ladies out there, don't get offended because I said mama. She is a mother, four children. Amen. She's not my physical mama. She's my wife, but she is a mama. Proud mama, right? Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. But there was a time in our marriage when we had to walk by faith and hope. And I was so convinced, we didn't have two cents rubbed together practically. But I saw some things in the Word of God. I saw some promises in God's Word that I stood on. I grabbed, both of us did, grabbed a hold of them. And I told her, and she refers to that sometimes, told her. You know, she'd be in the house trying to do, and she was good at what she did, you know, fixing her own hair, and she was good at, still is, fixing her own hair, but she don't like to do it. She prefers somebody else do it. And I told her, I said, I want to let you know something. One day, we're going to be able to afford for you to go and get somebody else to do your hair. She believed me, and I believed it. And somebody, well, how is it going to happen? How? I don't know. I didn't know. But I saw in the Bible where it says, whatever you need, ask Him. Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I'll give it to you. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I don't know about you, but when He said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll give it to you, I took Him at His word. Took Him at His word. I didn't have time to be religious. I just took Him at His word. And I asked in His name. It didn't happen that day. It didn't happen the next day. It didn't happen the next week. But I took Him at His word. It happened. And I could tell you story after story after story after story after story where He came through for us. And I'm sure you have some testimonies yourself of how He came through for you because you stood on what He said. You believed what He said. You had hope in what He said. Things were tough. Wasn't comfortable. Every time I was tempted to doubt, I'd go back and open my Bible and see if it still said the same thing it said before. And it did. And it always will. You following me? See, in times of trouble and trials and tribulations and tough times, that's not the time to quit. No, that's the time to build your faith. See, that's the reason. Every time doubt tried to creep in, what did I do? I didn't go to my wife and say, you know, honey, I don't know if this is going to work or not. I just don't know. No. I built my faith. I went back to the Bible and read it again and 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 some more gains. My God is faithful. Anybody else in here know him as faithful? Why don't you give him praise for being faithful? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God is faithful. He can move mountains. He can keep me in the valley. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. You got to have the tenacity like Job had. You know, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Well, we know God would never slay us. But you got to have that attitude that whatever, I still trust him. His word is yet true. And see, when your faith begin to grow like that, see, you get hard to handle. You get hard to handle. Y'all hear me? Bless the name of the Lord. Come on, give God praise, will you? I gotta quit. Come on.